isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
But guess what? You may remember, I was running for office at the time, but you all may remember it, that I had a big fight with the former president and maybe future president and maybe future president and maybe future president. Bless me, Father.
I know. No, he's not just a horrible president. He's not just a bad president. We got to stop saying that. We've been completely cooed by this moron who I don't even know what version we're getting every day because his face looks like marbles. I have no idea like who it is that we have to look at. But anyway, we're going to talk about this. I want to talk about the headlines too. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, several points. I'm going to go quickly through them. First of all, the National Guard, I didn't mention this the other day. The federal government has no authority to have anything to do with National Guards.
I know.
State militia guards until mid-1930s, like 1933 yes. Under that communist president, yep. FDR. And they're now, this is what the dictionary or the definition is. The National Guard is a state-based military force that becomes part of the U.S. military reserve component of the U.S. Army.
I agree. We actually did talk about that. He called up and we did say that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I have a problem with this thing about the Jewish American.
Uh-huh.
We have a Jewish American community here in St. George.
Okay.
They stand mm-hmm. by the Jewish being bullied.
Yeah.
Okay, isn't that what DEI is all about? Standing up for an ethnic minority, making mm-hmm. sure that they don't get verbally abused or physically abused. And then you guys say, oh, I don't care about Jewish people. Ha, ha, ha.
No, he...
It really hit me off.
Okay. Let me describe what we were talking about for just a second here. I think what we're having a problem with is always having to disclaim, well, we love a certain people. I love a certain people. You have the freedom to say you don't love an entire certain people, but that doesn't mean he's out there being violent to anyone or being mean to anyone. I mean, you have the freedom to express yourself. And now we're getting to the fact that it's thought now, and it's anything you say is considered a criminal act against somebody because they might be offended at what somebody says. I mean, I happen to be Latter-day Saint, okay? Mormon, as they call it. I don't get easily offended at people saying stuff to me. And when you say bullied, to me, it's like, okay, well, what does that actually mean? Are people actually getting physically accosted? Or is this just they don't like some people's statements? Because I don't like some people's statements. But that doesn't mean that we have to develop a whole victimization over it either, to be fair.
So basically, the caller was talking about what I said.
Yes.
And here's the fact of the matter. Half my family's Jewish.
So
I don't care.
So in America, you can say that you don't love certain people if you don't want to say I love a certain people.
I don't love Chinese people either. I don't hate them, but I don't love them.
So we're getting to a place, though, where because people have said things in the past and that now you have to say I love them.
Now,
and that's what you're disagreeing with,
yeah.
Which is totally, we're in America. When did we become a communist, totally communist country?
And let's take it one step further.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a problem for me to say, I don't love the Israeli people?
Because you're not allowed an opinion.
Or I don't love the Chinese people, while it's perfectly okay for all of these minorities to hate me just because my skin's white. That's okay, though. DEI doesn't do anything to help that, sir, does it?
It's the truth.
Yeah, DEI is a joke.
We've gotten into a really weird place in America where certain groups are vehemently protected, other groups aren't. And now we've gotten into a kind of a pickle because now everyone, like on the campus, okay, they can't identify how they've been abused, but they're just certain they have been by perception only. Okay, So that now everybody says, well, go in and arrest them. Arrest them for saying stuff.
Yeah.
When did we become such a wimpy, wussy, wussbag nation that saying something now is the victimization tool for somebody to go get arrested? That's what we're talking about, too. Let's be real.
So the reality is this.
Yeah.
I may not love Jewish people. Uh-huh. I may not love Chinese people. But I do love people.
Well,
I love people. And I don't separate them like he is.
So isn't it funny, though, that if you say, well, I don't, you're not even saying I hate anybody.
No.
Which you totally can. That's your prerogative. We live in America.
Even if you want.
But if you don't say I don't love them, now you've done something wrong.
Right.
What is that about?
It's nonsense.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
This is Dave Wallace. You may or may not remember me. I wrote the song for Donald Trump, America Great Again.
Sure. Okay. Did you have a comment?
Why it's been such a hard time for me to get that song to the president and or anybody in his PR to try to share that song with him. It's been like pulling teeth, and it's been like 6 years since I wrote the song.
Wow, I don't know. I have no idea. Did you have a question about the show? About today, our topic, or no?
Well, the question is, I was just wondering what's going on as far as the topic. What's going on with the liberal, little liberal interference with artists who are trying to promote patriotic music, but there's something like behind the scenes that's keeping it from going forward.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, it's part of the cancel culture.
Oh, yeah.
If you're conservative, they don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, it's so true. That's so true. But we do need to get out of these I'm so offended camps and start
nonsense.
Just saying that you can say what you want to say. Okay. I don't have anything against the Jewish people. I even say, I love the Jewish people. Not a problem for me. You can say, I don't love them. And people fall apart. Why do you fall apart? That's the question. We shouldn't be a nation that does that.
No.
Come on.
And we shouldn't believe in a program that uses the word inclusive that excludes people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They exclude you if you're white.
Mm-hmm. I know. But you're not allowed. So you're not allowed to have any offensive feelings that. It's certain groups are constantly thinking that they're being offended.
Sure.
If on a college campus right now today, if you're a Jewish student, but you can't articulate what it exactly is that somebody even said to you, and that's not a crime, by the way, saying something sticks and stones. That is not a crime. Okay. Then why are we treating it like one? It makes no sense to me. And I'm just for the common sense here.
Yeah.
Logic.
In all fairness, though,
come on.
I had a word thrown at me one time. When it hit me in the shoulder, it broke my arm.
Broke your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Words are violence.
Yeah. Well, how dare you say what you want to say in America?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We're not that nation. Now, if we were in China, that conversation would make more sense, because then you're kind of made to say things that you don't, you know, mean or whatever. But if you want to say, I don't like Islanders, you live in America. You can say that. I am not going to fall apart on you.
And not liking them doesn't mean you hate them.
I know.
It doesn't
we're
mean
just,
you're going to do bad things to
but
them.
But we're in extreme camps. That's our problem. And we're not seeing the thing that we were talking about in the last hour was the facade that's going on behind these protesters. It's a facade. And there's several reasons for it. Number one is to push us into a war, because the war is coming. So they have to push this fight. They keep it on the college campus to keep it contained. There's probably under 100 students involved and protesters, and they're all wearing masks to hide their identity with matching shirts. Who paid for that? People should be asking more questions like that than sitting around wondering if you're offending them at a certain rate. I mean, or a certain number, right, on that as far as the offensive mode goes. I have no patience for that anymore.
I don't either.
Come
and
on.
I don't get offended when black people talk bad about me because I'm white and have white privilege.
Well, they're allowed to say how horrid and awful and hateful you are. But what if somebody really didn't like a Jewish person? Are they allowed to actually say that? Or do they have to keep that concealed because you might raise the eyebrows of Jewish people everywhere, and then they all take one comment or one thing that you think about one to everyone else. What other group does that? I don't know. I'm just wondering why conversation and why you can't be real in America and say what you want to say without getting picked apart.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing is, it's like, when did we become so wussy?
Yeah. But
that's
brainwashing,
what I don't get either.
Brainwashing your children with DEI in the schools is going to help.
I know, right? Well, people say stuff about my religion all the time, make fun of it, all kinds of stuff. Do you think? I don't really care.
I do not.
Yeah. I don't really care. I don't fall apart. I don't care. I don't feel like everyone's against me. I don't take on a victimhood. Okay, say what you want. That's your prerogative.
I had a Christian one time from a different denomination say to me, "You would be a good Christian."
You would be a good Christian. Oh my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Now,
hi.
I just want to say that anyone who's here under a student visa and protesting, they should be deported immediately.
Yep. Oh, I agree. Yep. I just don't think they're students. I think they're not students. That's why they're concealing their faces with masks in 2024. So thank you for that. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, it's getting ridiculous. And they're leading out with the anti-Semitism. So in your mind, because they won't give any actual footage of this, but in your mind, you can go, they're being bullied, they're being bullied, they're being bullied. Where is that taking place? Do you guys remember the Asian thing that happened a little while ago? It was like 2 years ago, and suddenly everyone was against Asians everywhere. In the news only, not actually happening. But everyone was like, oh, the Asians are being bullied. And we kept saying, where's the footage? Where is this happening? It was only happening in the news. And I think this is the same case. This is happening in the news. It's not actually happening.
No.
So it's happening over at the AP. It's not actually happening on college campuses. And I think that's why they won't articulate sentiments. They won't say anything. And by the way, that's not a crime either. If somebody said, I don't like you because you're Jewish, that's not a crime to be arrested for.
No.
And if it sends somebody crying, isn't it on their shoulders that they're crying? If I go home every night and go, everyone hates me for my religion, isn't that on me? Isn't that my problem because I'm sitting there crying over it? We used to have a backbone in America. This is a melting pot, always has been. So when did we become this way? And only certain groups are victimized and others aren't. You're a white guy, put up with it. I mean, honestly, come on. It's words. Be right back, Kate Daly Show. And then it's almost not words. We don't know. Hey guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, I love this. All right, welcome back. We'll take a caller. And, of course, you're listening to the Kate Daly Show, where Uncle Milty committed the cardinal sin. How dare you say you don't love somebody?
Yeah.
You're supposed to love.
Yep.
Well, we're getting to a weird place in America, I have to say, where comments and everything is a, kind of a crime. That's how we're treating it. We've got to get back to just normal logic. That's what we're asking for. Hi, caller. I know. I'm trying. Okay, caller, go right ahead. You're live.
Yeah, it's me. I'm back.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi. And you said communication, and you hung up on me.
Well, no, we were making our point.
I don't know what you assumed, but you assumed everything about me and started going on that rant.
Okay. What do you want to say? I thought we were done. Okay, what do you want to say?
I don't understand why you say nothing's happened to Jewish. How long is the Jewish student been afraid to come out of their their apartment.
Are they
rushing over that?
Yeah, are they afraid? What's been done to make them afraid? That's where the news isn't saying.
But, well, it's been on X and all those other things for a while. They're
I know,
afraid
but
to come out
what?
Because the other students are threatening them. They verbally abuse them.
Did they threaten them? Did they threaten them?
Is that something to whitewash over?
Well, did they threaten them? Nobody can come out with a statement. So everyone's saying they're afraid, but they're not saying why or how.
Because they're being verbally abused and threatened with violence.
How do you know that?
Excuse me, why are you going to punch me? What logic is that?
Are they punching them? I mean, no, the violence isn't taking place. So this is all on they could do something. So they're going in and arresting people for... they could do it. That's not America. That's not what we're supposed to do.
Black Lives Matter and all those mobs have never attacked anyone.
What? Not in this case. So they keep saying that there's no violence.
They got the mask on. You know they're not students. You know they've done it before.
Right.
You're just supposed to go out there and ask for it?
But what are they actually doing?
I won't do anything until you actually kick my ass.
We have to say certain things on the radio and not say certain things on the radio. So here's the deal, because we're going in circles, okay? I'm not cutting you off. We're just going in circles. They say that there could be that. There isn't that, but they're already making arrests. That makes no sense. That's not the America that we're supposed to have, okay? So I don't know what's actually happening. Is it perceived threat?
The caller just said it. He said, am I supposed to wait until they actually kick my behind?
Because
if you call the police and say, I think this guy wants to kick my behind, the police are going to say, call us back when he does.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do everything on a perceived threat. Or I could say, well, you called into the show, and I didn't really like what you have to say, and I feel a perceived threat that you might come get me.
Yeah.
And do something, so go arrest you. Mm. That doesn't make sense, does it? So we're getting caught up in this because the headlines are actually telling us to get caught up in this.
That's right.
And you committed the cardinal sin by saying you don't love a certain people.
Yeah.
Now, whether he actually does or doesn't, you can't say that in America. We've lost free speech. Oh my gosh, what happens if I don't love a certain people? If you don't love the Hindu, what if you don't love the Hindu?
Here's the real issue.
Makes no sense.
Saying you don't love someone is not the equivalent of saying you hate them.
And that you're going to conduct violence on them.
It's not the same thing.
Right, but the caller was initially offended that you
didn't
express your love.
Yeah, love them.
We are in a really weird society
where
the victimization thing is out of control. So we have to stop this. But what's really doing this is the brainwashing of the headlines. They're leading out with anti-Semitism, although I don't quite know where the anti-Semitism is in this case in the college campus thing, because they won't say where it is. They just keep saying it could happen. Okay? And if somebody says something about somebody, that is not the reason that you arrest somebody. We're getting to a really weird place. We really are. We weren't even going to talk about this today. It's just that, and even when I talked about the fakery of what's going on, we were actually just talking about the fakery, okay? But people get into camp so fast. You've offended me. You've offended my people. You've offended people that I have are my people. What in the world are we doing? Oh, my gosh. You have to have one thought. You know who has one thought? China. They have one thought, too. How's that working out for them?
Yeah.
You get one thought. This is who you love. This is who you don't. This is who you have to do business with. This is who you don't. And that's it. Nice. Be right back. Kate Daly. Thanks, you guys. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the very anti-Semitic Kate Daly Show, apparently, with Uncle Milty, who apparently bullies the Jewish people, the Chinese, possibly the Hindu. Is there anyone I'm leaving out?
Well,
is there anyone else that you're not particularly, that you don't love?
I there's a lot of people I don't love. Trust me.
But I don't particularly like cat people. I know, I'm sorry.
Do you remember the song that Bing Crosby did?
No.
Accentuate the positive.
Yes, I do.
We now live in a society that wants to accentuate the negative.
Yeah.
And
no,
so
it's true.
If you look up anybody who wants to do this, look up the lyrics of Accentuate the Positive with Bing Crosby.
Right.
And just replace the word positive with negative and the word negative with positive and then sing the song. And you will see the problem.
We're talking about a very overall problem. We weren't actually going to talk about this on the show, but it actually brings us what we were going to talk about really into light. So stay with me on this. And I'm going to beat you to the punch too. Because remember how we talked about the fact that they were going to come out with kiddie porn on everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you might as well stand up and go, they have fake kiddie porn on me, and here is XYZ that I'm exposing. Beat them to the punch.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll beat you to the punch. We're bullies about everybody. That way you can walk away going, that show's a big bully, even though we're not. But that show's a big bully. Because this is the looming threat in America. Now, Trump's trial, okay? Trials, there's four of them, if you're keeping close, whatever. So here's the headline. So whatever happened in court, okay, is a whole nother story. What the headline says was the perceived view takeaway. Trump claims assassination privilege. Kill a rival, kill an enemy, kill Hillary. What if King Trump orders a coup? Now, I saw this headline and I thought, wow, they're really running with with this headline. And I'm pretty sure that in court he didn't say that he wanted an assassination privilege to go kill people. I'm pretty sure that that wasn't what actually happened. But you have the headline narratives of what happened. So that's what we're trying to point out, is the headline narrative of this college thing is really out of control, but it's there to gaslight everybody. And so even the caller is gaslit over this. Now, that's not a criticism of the caller. Caller can call up and say what the caller wants to say.
Sure.
I'm totally fine with that. It's just, I think there's something in us that has to realize at some point that we are being extra sensitive to only certain people in America. So the Jewish, the trans, and the LGBTQ, not allowed to say anything but you love them. Now, if you say you just sort of like them, that would be anti-Semitic, anti-gay, anti-trans. If you say you don't like them, you are now on the verge of assault. You're going to assault them next. Not yet, but you're going to. It's in your head. And it's either that or you love them. And you have to say you love them in America right now. And if you don't, heaven help you. Okay? Love the LGBTQ, the trans, and the Jewish people. Obviously, that's where we're at in America right now.
You know, the headline about,
I don't understand
about,
why.
About Trump and assassination is just hilarious. Because if Trump was half as evil as the media tries to portray him, he would still be president. He would have done whatever he had to do to stay in office.
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
Now, if you want to ask me and go a layer deep on that, I will tell you that all the lawyers are, there's something wrong with the lawyers that are being picked, because that was put out there for fodder for today's headline.
Sure.
In a very manipulative way. So they wanted this to be the headline today. So they introduced it in court as a hypothetical. What do you think of hypotheticals?
I like fairy tales too. Hypotheticals and fairy tales.
Because they were just talking about what the president has or doesn't have.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, as a hypothetical, it had nothing to do with him claiming an assassination privilege.
No.
What we're doing is, as a populace, is we're walking away completely gaslit by every single headline.
Yeah.
And then what we should be doing, if we're smart people, is to say, why are they gaslighting me on this? Why are the college campuses having all of this unrest with now militant, but very soyed up, very feminine college students who are very milquetoast about everything, by the way. They didn't even care about their freedom when it got totally done away with in 2020. They weren't marching, nothing. You only have groups that are paid for that now come into the college campuses. So you can't do anything on perceived threat. I perceive that you could mean something, that you could do something to me someday. That's not going to work, as we said in the last clip. But this is our problem. We walk away with these headlines. We walk away with being gaslit by the college thing. They're trying to gaslight us and they're trying to divide us. And are you going to be a sucker to it? Are we going to act like we don't know what's going on here? This is getting ridiculous. So every day you should just beat people to the punch. And whatever threat is looming, right? So when I got put on radio, I was told, don't ever talk about Israel. And I was like, why? It's an entire country. Why is that off limits? And there was no answer to that. It was just, you can't. Why? Because pretty much, you know, there's a whole sector there that runs Hollywood, that runs our government, that runs the media. You can't. You just can't. So you can't voice an opinion. I was told that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
But if you slip up and you do talk about Israel, be sure to say you love them.
I mean, we live in America. Where's the country that I love? Where's the country where I can say, I don't like cats? And then, if I say I don't like cat people, are cat people going to start harassing me because I say I don't like them? Is it okay for me to have an opinion about somebody?
I have a cat.
I know.
Are you saying do you not like me because I have a cat?
Yes, that's exactly right. Now are you perceiving I'm going to be violent?
I'm offended. Are you going to hurt my cat?
Well, I'm going to hurt you. Obviously, if I say that, the next step for me logically would be that I would then come assault you.
Yeah.
Because of my hatred for you.
Of course.
I can't just have an opinion about anything. I have to now verbally go after you and assault you physically. So this is what we're up against.
Yep.
You know, the guy said, you know, he's in my community and he's got this group of Jewish people in our community. Okay. I come from a group of LDS in my community. You come from a group of Catholics in your community.
Yes,
there's always groups in every community because we're America, the biggest melting pot in the world. Like you said on the break, you can go anywhere and you can get any food. We are the virtual melt. We even celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Okay, what if I said I don't love Mexicans? What? Now what? I mean, is the world going to fall apart?
No, it really is amazing. And I've been in 27 countries. And
do you hate any of them?
In the United States, there is not an ethnic food you cannot go eat.
Right.
But if you go to Italy, try to get something other than Italian food.
Do you mean they're not going to celebrate the 4th of July,
no.
the Independence Day holiday
no.
over in Italy?
No.
Well, we do for Cinco de Mayo.
Go to Japan and try to not eat Japanese food.
They're racist and on the verge of assault. If they don't offer up a hamburger, a very fattening
you
hamburger.
You might be able America, to get a hamburger.
But from America.
Only because McDonald's spreads their franchises all over creation.
Look, people need to mellow out. This is just getting too rough. I mean, mellow out. There's groups everywhere. It's okay. Yeah. We live in America. There's pockets of everything. There's a Hindu group. Might go eat some of their food tonight.
I go to Redfort.
Oh my gosh. Do I hate them? Do I not hate them? And that's the biggest question now. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? We're into victimization. My group's being victimized because you have an opinion about them. So what? My opinion is my opinion. Get over it.
I was in an Indian restaurant one night, and a man came in and started verbally assaulting the owner. Mm. And everybody in the restaurant told the guy, get out of here. We don't need your stuff.
Jeez. No opinions anymore. Be right back.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the show where we live in America. We celebrate by barbecue our freedom, and then we tell everybody they're not allowed to have an opinion. It's a really great hypocritical country. And I love this country. I hope we can make it last, because this is really... This whole hour, we weren't planning on this hour.
No.
But thank you, caller, for bringing up what I think is going on all over the country. But doesn't that say volumes, though, about the fact that this conversation in this hour is not taking place on any other show in America right now? I promise you that.
That's for sure.
For a reason. Because they're Uncle Milty, you're not allowed to have an opinion and about certain things. And it's a very communistic, globalist approach. Yeah. That for some reason in America, we seem to be gaslit by every 5 seconds. But I just wanted to point out that this conversation isn't being had for a reason, the very reason that we're talking about. No one wants to be labeled anti-Semitic. Have we said anything that would even be close to being anti-Semitic? No. But there will be people, probably the caller, that'll walk away saying such things because we've reached that level in their mind. It's happening in their mind. It's a perception thing.
You know,
it's funny.
I've realized something, though, through all of this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm ecstatic that people can't hear my road rage when there's bad drivers cutting
me off.
Hi, caller.
Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, all this got me thinking that, you know, I like a good Polish sandwich on Jewish rye bread. And I like Chinese food. I like Mexican food. I even like Thai food, but if I eat it all at once, it gives me an upset stomach.
Is there any food you don't like, though? Is there any food you don't like?
No, but I was wondering if it's because I'm intolerant and white, or if it's just because I'm eating too much.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Making the point today. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's how nonsensical this is. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
so
I got in trouble once because I didn't like my Indian food extra spicy. So, what do you mean you don't like it extra spicy?
You're on the verge of violence, sir. Wow. I don't know where we're going, guys, but it's not a good place when we can be this easily gaslit.
Yeah.
We have fakery going on. And what are we doing? We're actually engaging in the very conversations that they want us to.
Mm-hmm.
And that is me trying to defend myself to insane sort of connotations that somehow, some way, were what? Anti-American or just bullies for Jewish people? I don't even know what the thing is. You're not allowed to say you don't love them.
Yeah, I realize that.
You're not allowed to say you don't love the Hindus either or the Chinese.
I can't just like them?
No. No, you have to be all in.
You have to love them.
You have to be all in. You have to. So if anything has taught us this hour is we are playing right into where they want us.
Yep.
And boy, they're playing a good game. And the headlines right now, anti-Semitism leads out on almost every article because they want you to see that. They want you to think that that is what's going on. No one can even define that. What is that actually?
You would almost think that they believe they can divide and conquer.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. It is pretty amazing. But when you set up a situation to which no one can ever be criticized, a government, a country cannot be criticized ever. And I'm not even talking about the people, but the country can't be criticized. Government can't be criticized. We have a very much bigger problem than we think in America then. Okay. And they're probably possibly running America at this point if you're not allowed to criticize them. That's usually who's in control is who you're not allowed to criticize. By the way, TikTok, I just wanted to mention that is a Trojan horse, okay? It's not about whether you like TikTok or don't like TikTok. It is truly about the fact that it's a Trojan horse for more censorship to take away platforms because they dinged in on TikTok to do it. TikTok is no different really than anything else, okay? The Chinese listen to us in every which way and every form. They've set that up. Our country has set that up. So the Chinese listening to us, they listen to you on Temu, the shopping website. I mean, come on, you guys. TikTok is ridiculous. It's a Trojan horse for more censorship. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I just want to say right up front, Uncle Milty, it's okay that you don't love me.
Are you sure?
If you want to press charges,
he's here, so...
And I have Jewish people in my family, and I'm right with you on everything you're saying. Mike Johnson, they call him the Speaker of the House, but I consider him the weasel of the House.
Exactly.
Just got awful what he's done. And, when is enough enough?
I know.
Come on, Ron Paul, David Stockman, let's run for office. I'm behind you.
Me too. Me too. Mike Johnson's another Romney.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Total little weasel traitor. Yeah, I'm with you. I love your
phone. The only thing, Biden on the student loans, I'd be okay with it if he would build a university that sold those loans to those kids. To me, they're the real culprits.
Sir, you're just bringing too much common sense to today's show. You're going to have to call in more. You're just going to have to call in more. We're going to have to hear from you more, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it.
Love it.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't love people with a lot of common sense either, man.
You bully. You're on the verge of violence again. Oh, good heavens. I don't know what else to say, you guys. Bird flu's coming. I know. Bird flu's coming. It's rearing its ugly head again. And it's apparently tainted cow's milk.
Yes. Cow's milk. They've found bird flu.
I didn't know that the birds
flu.
Could taint the cow's milk.
Yep. The CDC says it's going to be an utter disaster.
Okay. How long did it take you to come up with that?
About 2 seconds when I was reading the article.
The utter disaster. Oh, you guys. It's too much. Lots of fakery, lots of disinformation artists. We're living it. But let me just tell you, I have to laugh every day or I'm going to go berserk. And let me tell you, we still live in a country where it's okay if you don't even like me. I don't care. You don't care, obviously. People don't like you.
Well, I didn't used to care. But
is it
going to
be
today?
Because you're Catholic? Or is it just going to be because it's you?
No, I think people just don't like me. they don't even have to have a reason.
I get told all the time how much people don't like me. I guess I could blame it on being a woman, or I could blame it on my religion, or I could blame it on 100 things. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you just don't like my ideas. Who knows?
I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it.
You're so kind. Thanks, you little bully. All right. Well, I so appreciate you guys tuning in. And honestly, we need to have better conversations in this country and start being able to talk about everything and say what you want to say without feeling like you're going to get labeled something. And if you're white, if you're a white man, I especially feel bad for you out there because you're getting the brunt of it. I'm serious. You are getting the brunt of it. It's sad. It is so sad out there. Oh, my gosh. Be faithful. Be fearless, everybody. Tell the truth. Just tell the truth. I'm so tired of all this. Tell the truth. See you tomorrow on the Friday show. Bye, Uncle Milton.
Bye-bye.